أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه وسلم. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in the Holy Quran, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not join in worship of him anything. And be good to your parents and your kinsfolk and the orphans and the poor, the neighbor who is near of kin, the neighbor who is a stranger, the companion by your side, the wayfarer, and those whom your right hands possess. Surely Allah does not love the proud and boastful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, وَوَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وحنا على وحن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي والديك إلي المصير. And we have enjoined on man to be dutiful to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness and hardship upon weakness and hardship. His weaning is in 2 years, so give thanks to me and your parents. Unto me is the final destination. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. To me is the final destination. Now listen here, inshallah ta'ala, with regards to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. It's important that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a inference or a hint to how important this command is with regard to the parents. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Anishkur li wa li walidayka ilayya al-masir." And be grateful to me and to your parents. "Washkur li," be grateful to me, "wa li walidayka," and to your parents. There is no gap between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placing the gratitude to him and the parent. Nothing in between. This is beyond significant. And he reminds us that this is so important that he ends this ayah with, and remember to me, you're going to stand before me about this. You're going to have to answer to me. Wa ilayhi masir. Right. Ilayya al-masir. To me is the destination. You are coming back to me. And I'm going to ask you about this. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are in this society. They have programming. And so they've programmed us to honor our parents on specific days. That's not Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't put here a particular day to be grateful to your parents. This is all of the time. And the Muslim understands this. The Muslim doesn't need to be reminded that I should call my mother. That my mother should not go a day without me giving the salam to her. And really the best is that you begin and end your day with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward your parents. And if Allah bless you with Muslim parents, to greet them in the morning and greet them in the evening. That the habit of the Muslim should be that neither side of their face should miss you. Ever. But this society, you know, it has a habit of ridiculing this relationship. Nothing is sacred. And to the point where this particular generation feels an entitlement such that you should check on them, not the other way around. That you should be their servant. And is this not what Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? That the mother will give birth to her master. That she will be a slave to her child. Is that not what is happening today? That the right of the parent has been stripped, not only by society, but by the state. You discipline your child, you may be subject to be locked up. And then, if you don't discipline your child, you're still subject to be locked up. Because they want to blame you for your hellion. Why didn't you treat this child better? Why didn't you, you know, you were just like, well, you tie my hands. I can't discipline them. And if I leave them alone, then they become a scourge and a menace to society. Then you want to blame me for not disciplining. This is a mark, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, wallahi al-azim, of the end times. This is a serious sign of the beginning of the end. I remind you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that we have the responsibility of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being examples of that obedience. We have the responsibility of showing how this is done. How life is done. Regardless of the society or the circumstances. How this is done. And there is no better investment than seeking to achieve Allah's pleasure in pleasing our parents. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that a man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which person of all people is entitled to kind treatment and companionship from me? He said, your mother. The man asked, and then? Your mother. And then? Your mother. And after her, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your father. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and to your parents. I know a lot of fathers always feel shortchanged. Father's Day is like a asterisk on the calendar. Not even a real holiday. You might get a tie, some socks. Maybe. A card. A text. So this here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, parents, mother and father. And we must pay specific attention to our mothers, yes. Three times. Your mother, your mother, your mother. And we should never forget, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that the dua of our parents does not stop until it reaches the throne. The dua of our parents does not stop until it reaches the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should teach this to your children. They should understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred a special status to the parent. You teach them inshallah ta'ala and be idhnallah ta'ala you reap the benefit when you are older, when you are unable to care for yourself, or you find yourself in straitened circumstances, that what you placed in your child inshallah ta'ala, that they be idhnallah take heed of Allah's reminder and treat you with the same and pray for you and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi arhamhuma kama rabbiyani saghira. Oh Allah, oh my Lord, cherish them like they cherished me in infancy. Again, in this ayah, both of you, both parents, mother and father. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he reported the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarked one day, may his nose be rubbed in dust May his nose be rubbed in the dust. May his nose be rubbed in the dust. May he be humiliated. Then he continued, the one who found his parents one or both in old age, but did not enter Jannah. The implication meaning that he did not serve his parents. Again, in this ayah, in this hadith, both of them. And again, Prophet Muhammad SAW, he said, one or both. Some of us, we don't have our parents here. Some of us may only have one. And some may be blessed to have both. There may be some of you thinking, well, my mama ain't a Muslim. Or my father ain't a Muslim. Or both my parents are not Muslim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so what? There's no mention here that the goodness to the parents is only for the Muslim parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he mentions in the Holy Quran, he brings the believers out of the backs of the disbelievers. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father was the right hand to Pharaoh. But he was still good to his parents. The right hand to Pharaoh, the same one who threw him in a bonfire. And even on the day of judgment, he will still ask for Allah to forgive him. Even on the day of judgment, though his father died in kufr. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, remember, this is Millatu Ibrahim. Yeah, this is the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Allah calls it Millatu Ibrahim. This is the way of Abraham alayhi salam. Hanifan. And his dad was a kafir. Period. Did he curse his father? No. He was good to his father. And we are to obey our parents up until their obedience comes in conflict with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, lower your wing. In other words, he knows that you grown. I'm grown. Be cool, bird. Lower your wing of humility to your parents. This is Allah's words. Lower thy wing of humility. Be humble before your parents. This is our charge as Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us encouragement and shows us how to behave even if they do not believe. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us again, you cannot guide those whom you love. He guides whom he wills. But dear Muslim brothers and sisters, none of us knows when that guidance may come. And so we have to be firm in our belief and firm in our faith and firm in how we treat our parents with kindness. You don't know that maybe at the last breath they say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, my son, my daughter, truly showed me that this is the truth by how they treated me. That we bear them patiently, even though they may give us a hard time with our deen. I don't believe that. That's crazy. They may say anything. Allahu A'la. That does not change that you have to obey Allah in how you treat them. You do not know. Your kindness and your good manners may be the path that guides them to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. You don't know. You're not the author of their life. You have no idea. But the steady drip, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the steady drop, steady, continuous drop of water will pull a hole in a mountain. Eat a hole through rock. So if you are consistent and kind. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up their heart to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Islam recognizes, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that the mother is a treasure that has no equal. I remind you of an event that happened with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. A man came to him and asked, he said, you know, I have a mother, she's up in age. She can't go to the restroom without me carrying her to it. Since I do this all the time, have I repaid her her right? Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, no. She did this for you when you were an infant, and she loved to do it. While you can't wait for her to die. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, look at this society. They have made a big business of parent storage. Big business. She didn't store you someplace. That's how Allah blessed you to get to this point. But we can't wait to stick our parents in our old folks' home. What does that say about this society? About how they are programming you and your children. This is not Islam. Granted, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there are circumstances may be different and situations may present themselves. But the ideal situation for the Muslim is that nothing comes before my mother and my father. That this service to them in their old age may be my digging my way out of hell to Jannah. You don't know. You don't know. None of us have a burhan, a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our name on it. From Him. Wahi. Oh, you got Jannah. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You don't have that. I don't have that. So we must mine those opportunities that Allah gives us to earn Jannah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of an event of one of the monks in Islam. He and his Muslim brothers, also monks, they would always get together at a specific time to make dhikr and pray. One day they missed this man, their Muslim brother, and he was very late. And they were a little cross with him. Ya akhi, like, you know, we got a set time for dhikr. And they reminded him what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. He said to them, I was doing something better. Really? What? He said, I was rolling between the trees of Jannah. They said, stop it. What do you mean by that? He said, did not Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that paradise lies at the foot of the mother? He was serving his mother. What better effort, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, can we possibly be involved in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, he says, and be grateful to me and your parents. Again, he didn't say, and be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. He said, and be grateful to me and, right away, that this gratitude, his gratitude, and the gratitude being shown to your parents, he included in the same shukr that he mentioned in this ayah. Both. What higher status can the parent gain, dear Muslim brothers and sisters? What higher status can you gain as dignity. This is why, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's so imperative. It's so imperative that in this day and age, we respect that office for ourselves. What do I mean? Not to enter it cursed. Yes, becoming the oops parent. Because you ain't got no business with that woman or that man. But now you a parent. Is that blessed? Not really, no. You've entered into an office with shame. That's not the Muslim. That's not what we do. That's not the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have disposable children. That's not the Muslim. And often, yes, that begets disposable parents. You didn't want them, they don't want you. You treat them like nothing, they treat you the same way as soon as they have the opportunity. And so we have a whole society of Ibn Shaytan, children of Shayateen, or Shaytan rather. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Shaytan, he has a son, Al-A'war. That's his name. He has a name. And Al-A'war, the one-eyed. He causes you to see zina, fornication and adultery, as something beautiful. Can't wait to partake. And encourages the women to advertise this. That's his job. And he's doing a marvelous job. So much so that nobody even thinks twice about it. How often now, today, do you hear parents telling their children not to have sex before marriage? How often? They didn't run it out of the schools and replaced it with prophylactics. Oh, give them a condom. Is this parenting? Is this blessed parenting? Like you can protect yourself from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with some latex? Really? Oh, I don't want no kids coming. I don't want you to bring no kids home. But you bringing the wrath of Allah home. That should be worse. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have a job to do. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah did not come with an easy pass. Again, this is not Christianity. Where you can just say something and be left alone. Ain't nothing required of you. That's not this deen. It's work. And this honored, dignified position takes work on the part of the parents and the part of the children. Both have a job to do. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 3,500 words to Musa alayhi salam. 3,500 words. And the last of them came when Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, advise me. In other words, give me my last command. Like, what should I die on? Awsaini, that's actually the real word, and there's really no word in English to translate this. But like, make this, what word should I die on? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said three times, I advise you to be kind to your mother. I advise you to be kind to your mother. I advise you to be kind to your mother. And Musa alayhi salam, he said, hasbi, like, okay, make it suffice me, complete it. And he said, oh Musa alayhi salam, her pleasure is my pleasure, and her anger is my anger. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, everybody's situation is different. And unfortunately, this society does not check our bad manners. It leaves us, in some cases, encourages, in other cases, expects the child to hate their parents. Hate. Hate. Expects it, as if that behavior is acceptable. And thus, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we gain age, but no wisdom. And we may even drag that baggage into Islam. We hear these words and we think about our mother, like, I can't stand. Finding these words hard on the heart. That may be other people's mama, that ain't my mama. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is Islam. This is Islam. And we have to conform. It doesn't conform. We must conform. So we have to find another way. If that's the relationship, let that be history and start a new day. If that's the relationship of acrimony and anger, start a new day. Don't be a mirror of that. Start a new day. Surprise your mother if you have acrimony. Surprise her. That like somebody new just walked in the door. And when that venom and anger and hatred and spewing comes out, you don't give it back. And remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ, you will stand before me about this. That may be your test. That may be your imtihan. Your specific trial in this life may be just that relationship. And it's continued this long just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you ain't got this right yet. You ain't fixed this. Fix it. There is no better blessing. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, bad manners is bad luck. Bad manners is bad luck. And Imam Ali, radiallahu anhu, he said to his companions, if Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have used a word less then uffun. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the ayah, وَلَا تَقُولَ, and do not say to your parents, uffun. Just uff, like, just that. Don't say that to them, let alone some of the other profanity people use. Don't say uff. Don't even express to them that you have, like, you're getting exasperated with them, like, oh my God. Don't even say that. But from, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, if there was a word less than this, he would have used it. So as to express not to hurt the feelings of our mother and fathers. He continued by saying, so let al-aq, see the Muslim who speaks Arabic, he knows who this is. Al-aq, unfortunately we don't even have a word for this in English. We really don't. And that just goes to show you how depraved this society is. This is the one who is mean to their parents. Disregarded, disrespectful, everything. He says, let al-aq do whatever he wishes. Al-aq, this is defined by his treatment of the parents. This is what he does. Curse his parents out. Speak bad to them. Don't have no regard for them, like they're bums on the street. That term, al-aq. Let him, says Imam Ali, let him do whatever he wishes. He will never enter paradise. And then he says, alat al-bar, the one who's good to his parents, the one who is kind and dutiful to his parents, let him do whatever haram he wishes. He will never enter hell. He will never enter the fire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is serious. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that if Allah bless you with one parent to still be living, you have a great duty. And if you have both, you have an even greater duty. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, of the words of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked by Abdul Rahman bin Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anh, what action does Allah love most? Listen, what action does Allah love most? Listen, as-salat, the prayer offered on time. This is what Allah loves most. Abdul Rahman, he asks, radiallahu anh, and then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, to be kind to your parents. Look at the status. Look at the status. As-salah, and then be kind to your parents. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there is not enough time to explain how important this charge is upon us. But perhaps, inshallah ta'ala, we can be encouraged, inshallah ta'ala, by one of the people who lived in the time of Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that there was a good man amongst Bani Israel, and he had a son, and amongst his possessions he had a female cow. Since his son was so young, he took the cow into the forest and he said, Allahumma, O Allah, I entrust this cow to you to keep it safe until my son comes of age. And it was not long after that that he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while the sun was growing, the cow lived in the forest and evaded capture. And when the boy, he reached strength of young manhood, he was extremely dutiful to his mother. His way was this: whatever he earned by cutting wood or selling at the market, he would take his money and split it into three. One part for him, one part for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one part for his mother. This is how he lived his life, even though his way was meager and what he had was small. He would pray one third of the night. He would sleep one third of the night. And he would stay by the bed of his mother, waiting just in case she stirred and needed anything or his help. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this was his way. And it came time that his mother realized that it was time for him to go and start a family. So she said to him and informed him, "Oh my son, your father has left you a small heifer." As we know in English, this means a female cow. "He left it to Allah, entrusted it with him in the woods. Go and fetch it." She said, he asked her, his mother, he said, "Well, where is it?" He said, "It's in the woods." She said, "It's in the wood. And when you see it, you must call to her, saying, 'By the Lord of Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq.'" May Allah be pleased with them. "And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return it to you." He said, "Well, how will I recognize that that's the cow?" She said, "If you look at her, you will think that the light of the sun is coming out of her skin." Mudahaba, mudahaba, the golden one, because of her beautiful color. And so the son went off looking for her, and he found her, and he called to her. When she came to him, she spoke. And she said, "O one who is dutiful to his mother, ride me. This will be easier for you." He said, "My mother did not order me to do that. She told me to take you by your neck." The cow spoke again and he said, "I swear by Allah, the creator of the people of Israel, if you had ridden me, you would never have been able to hold me. And I believe because of your obeying your mother, if you decide to move the mountain from its place, I believe you could do it because of your piety and your obedience." So they came and went walking. And Iblis found him in the form of a shepherd and he said, "Young man, I have some camels that I herd. And I missed my parents and I took a bull and carried my things until I reached this place. And I rested myself and the bull left me and fled to the mountain where I can't reach him. I'm worried I might even die here. No one knows where I am. But if you could carry me on your cow, it might save my life. I'll give you two cows for this one." The man refused. The young man refused. He said, "Go. Depend on Allah. If Allah knows that there is faith in your heart, he will give you food and transportation or whatever you need." He said, "Look, how about I buy it from you? And then you could buy 10 cows like her." The young man said, "My mother did not tell me to do that." And so he went on his way. And then a bird hopped between the hooves of the cow. And the heifer startled. And she ran away. And the shepherd disappeared. So the boy once again had to say, "By the name of Allah, the God of Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub, I ask you to return." And she did so and she said, "O youth who is dutiful to his mother, the enemy of Allah had appeared. He stole me and I did not let him ride me. If he had ridden me, I would not have been able to return to you. When you asked me to come back by the God of Ibrahim, an angel came to me and took me from Iblis and returned me to you again because you were dutiful to your mother. When he returned to his mother with the cow, she said, look, go to the market and sell this cow. Sell her for at least 3 dinars, which was the going rate at that time. And if someone agrees to buy it, say, I will sell it to you, but I have to first check with my mother. And then we can conclude our bargain. So he went to market. No sooner than he arrived, the man said, hey, you selling that cow? He said, yes. How much? 3 dinars. But I have to get my mother's approval. He said, oh, well, look, I'll give you 6. But I got to have it right now. He said, my mother didn't order me to do that. I have to go back and ask her permission. So he returned with the cow. He told his mother what happened. And the next day she said, okay, go sell it for 6. But don't seal the deal without coming back to me to conclude it. He wound up there and saw the same man. Did your mother approve? She said, I should sell it for 6 dinars. He said, look, 12. I give you 12. I gotta have the cow now. My mother didn't order me to do that. So he returned to his mother. And when he told her of the story, she said, my son, this man is an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has been ordered to test you. If he comes again, ask him, do you want me to sell this cow or not? And do as he says. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what neither the mother nor the son knew at the time was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed a trial upon Bani Israel at that very moment. There had been a man named Amil who had died and no one knew who had killed him. And the tribes were ready to fight because neither of them knew who was to blame and they both suspected each other. So they came to Musa alayhi salam, believing him to be the messenger of Allah. And as any of us, you say, go to the messenger, okay, ask him. I know Allah is going to tell us what's going on. So they did. They say, okay, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to give us guidance on this. And Musa alayhi salam prayed. And when he came back, they were eager. What did Allah swear to Allah say? Musa alayhi salam, he said, y'all need to kill a cow. As Allah says in the Holy Quran, they said, are you making fun of us? Slaughter a cow. In other words, we got a dead man here. We asked who killed him. You say slaughter a cow? And this is how they found themselves before the young boy. And as the angel told him, when he asked, should I sell this cow? He said, Bani Israel will be looking for this cow soon. Do not sell it for less than its weight in gold. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the one who is dutiful to their parents. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in closing, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the report of Abu Hurairah, he said, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all creatures, the womb came forth. Before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humble and asked, is this the place that one can ask for your protection against abandonment? For your protection, O Allah, against one cutting me off, discarding me. I seek your protection from this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, would you be satisfied if I were to hold the one that holds to thee, that I would be their companion, the one who is kind to you, and I will cut off the one who cuts you off. Would that make you happy? And the womb said, yes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then this is the place for you. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continued in the hadith saying, and read these verses, would then, if you were given the authority to do mischief in the land and sever your ties of kinship, such are they whom Allah has cursed, so that He has made them deaf and blinded their sight. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us raise our hands in dua and supplicate. Ya Arhamuhu Rahimeen, O Allah, the most merciful of those who show mercy. Forgive us for what we have been short with our parents. O Allah, forgive us for our rudeness. Forgive us of our lack of kindness. Forgive us of our short behavior with our kith and kin. O Allah, bless us to be kind to our mothers and fathers. O Allah, accept their supplications and bless them and mercy them. O Allah, do not raise us blind on the day of judgment due to our short-sightedness regarding the rights of our mothers and fathers. O Allah, bless the mothers of the Muslims that they are still, those rather, who are still in this life and who have sacrificed for their children and to keep their families together. O Allah, forgive the mothers of the Muslims who have returned to you and reward them for every single good deed that they have done on behalf of their children. O Allah, forgive our mothers and our fathers. Have mercy upon them. Cherish them as they have cherished us in infancy. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر